Some of you are familiar with the writer Rudyard Kipling. He was a great writer and poet, and many of us have enjoyed some of his writings. But unlike some of the older writers, Kipling was one of the few who had the opportunity to enjoy his success while he lived. He made a great deal of money as he wrote. And the story goes, one day a newspaper writer came to Kipling. And he said, I just read a report that someone had written, and they calculated that the money you make from your writings amounts to $100 per word. And Kipling looked at him and said, boy, that surprises me. And the newspaper man pulled out his wallet, and he took out a $100 bill, and he handed it to Kipling and said, okay, Mr. Kipling, here's $100. Give me one of your $100 words. And Kipling took the $100, he folded it up, put it in his pocket, and said, thanks. You know what? Thanks is, you know what? That's a $100 word. Maybe more than that. What a precious word thanks is. Well, the day before Thanksgiving, several years ago, an elderly man in Phoenix called his son in New York and said to him, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough. We're sick of each other. And so you call your sister in Chicago and you tell her the news. Frantic, the son called his sister, exploded on the phone. Like heck, they're getting a divorce, she shouted. I'll take care of this. She called Phoenix. And she said to her father, you're not getting divorced. Don't you do a single thing till I get there. I'm calling my brother, and we'll be both there tomorrow. Until then, you don't do one thing. Do you hear? She hung up. The man turned to his wife and said, okay, honey, the kids are coming for Thanksgiving, and they're paying for their flights. I'll tell you, you know, this Thursday, we celebrate, I think, one of my favorite holidays. It really is. I love Thanksgiving. I just love it. And in preparation for that, I thought this morning I'd interrupt our series in Corinthians, and I want to share with you some thoughts on Thanksgiving. So take your Bibles, open them up to Psalm 103, and we're going to read the whole psalm. You know, you can't go wrong reading God's Word. You know, public reading of God's Word, they don't do that a lot sometimes in churches anymore. We do it. And we're going to do it here in our church. We're going to read God's Word. So let's stand and honor God's Word. Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness. He will not... loving kindness toward us. He So great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you, his angels, mighty in strength who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Lord, we bow before you. And Lord, as we just think and meditate and go through this psalm today, just some thoughts, Lord, about blessing and thanksgiving. Lord, Holy Spirit, would you just ignite our hearts? May our hearts burn from the word of God. And Spirit, speak to our hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. From this text this morning, I want to give us four instructions on how to say thanks. Again, we're coming to Thanksgiving. It's the time when we're giving thanks. How should we do it? Okay, four instructions. Instruction number one, thanksgiving should be personal. Personal. You see verse one? Verse one, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul. My soul. My soul means that thanksgiving is a personal thing. It's a personal thing. He repeats that, bless the Lord, O my soul, three times. He repeats it again in verse 2. And then how he started in verse 1, he ends the psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And what the psalmist is doing there, he is exhorting himself. He's reminding himself. He's engaging in self-communication. You know what he's doing? He's talking to himself. Anybody here ever talk to yourself? Come on, come on. It's this church, you got to be honest. I grew up kind of as an only child. I had two older siblings, but they were much older. So I was by myself a lot when I grew up. So I didn't have a lot of people to talk to, and the most intelligent person I could think of. I talked to myself a lot, you know? I mean, because I was by myself a lot. So I've always talked to myself. I mean, Becky hears it. I preach the sermons and talk to myself in my office every Friday. And I talk to myself. I still do that. And especially if I'm upset. I don't know if you do that when you're upset, but if I get upset over something, and if I'm really kind of ticked about something, I get louder. So if you ever hear me talking to myself and I'm real loud, just avoid me. Just don't come near me. You got warned, right? But the psalmist is talking to himself. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He's encouraging himself and talking to himself. And he's saying, personally, I need to thank the Lord. It's right to do this. Now, why is it right for us, each an individual, personally, to bless the Lord? Let me give you a couple reasons why this is right to do this. First of all, because we have been personally blessed of the Lord. Therefore, we should personally bless and thank God. Amen? Come on. Oh, that was weak. We have personally been blessed of the Lord. Amen. That's better. We have. And because we've been blessed of the Lord, we should personally give him blessings and thanksgiving. That's one of our traditions at our house. And I think a lot of people do this. But on Thanksgiving Day, when we sit down at the table, before we dive into the turkey and stuff our stuff with stuffing, we go around the table and everyone has to give at least one thing that they're thankful for. That's a good tradition, huh? That's a good thing to do. They're always, Dad, come on, Dad, get going. It's getting cold. Come on. But it's a good thing to do. We should thank God personally because we have been personally blessed. Another reason we should thank God and bless God is because we're commanded to. Do you know one of the first steps away from God is an ungrateful heart? You look at Romans chapter 1. It talks about, people going, and I'll tell you, I've been thinking about this. Somebody else brought this up to recently, that you can see where we are in Romans chapter 1 as a nation now. And we've come far away from God. But the first step away is an ungrateful heart. They did not honor God nor give thanks. And so Scripture doesn't want us to get away from God. So you know what Scripture says? Thank God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Concerning us. God commands us. He doesn't want us to go away from Him. So He wants us to be grateful. Ephesians 5:20, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. In all things, for all things give thanks. And so we're commanded to. But another reason that we should give thanks personally, you know what? It pleases God. Yes. Wait a second. Really, Pastor? I mean, what can I really do? I'm just a little speck of dust. I'm animated dust. You mean something I could do would please God? Yes. Oh, yeah. One thing you can do to please God. Paul says in the Bible, this is my aim in life. My aim in life is not to please people. My aim in life and my ambition in life is to please God. And one way we please God is when we say, thank you, God. Amen. And you know what? Every parent here knows the truth of that. Every parent. Because you know what? You bless your kids, or at least you try to. You give to your kids. You sacrifice for your kids. You do things for them, and you lay down your life for them, and you continually bless them. Why do you do that? Because you want them to pat you on the back. No, why do you do that? Because you love them. But isn't it kind of neat when they come back and say, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. Now, that may not happen for a long time. It may not happen until they grow up and get married and have kids. And they come back, oh, I worship you. Oh, I didn't realize what you gave up. I had the sacrifice. That's our kids have come back to Linda. Oh, oh. Haven't you, Jeff? Yeah. Yeah, he rose up and called a blessing. You know what? And after you, if you don't die of a heart attack when they do that, or after you get off the ground, you're blessed. Well, you know what? When we say, bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. I'll tell you what, it pleases God. So thanksgiving should be personal. We should all thank. Second thing about Thanksgiving should be fervent. Fervent. You say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me. Bless His holy name. All that's within me. And this psalm is, I'll tell you, you can't read this psalm. That's why I even got messed up, because I was so trying to be so fervent as I read the psalm. Because you can't read this. He's not just, oh, thank you, God, He's excited and he is fervent with his blessing of God and his thankfulness for God. This is fervency. He's shouting out thanksgiving to God, the meaning of within me. All that is within me means all my insides, all my inward parts. It's in the plural in the Hebrew, and it's enhanced by the word all. It signifies fervent, wholehearted praise and thanks of God. Amen. You know, fervent. When I think of fervency, you know what I think of people? I think of people at sporting events. I hate to even bring this up, but did any of you watch the Ohio State game yesterday? I'll tell you. But I'm going to tell something on somebody here. My wife. I couldn't believe it. She almost came off the couch. She's yelling at the television, and I said, Linda, calm down. I can't hear what they're saying. Usually it's me. It was her. Now, she doesn't do that with the Steelers. I can't understand it. But people with sporting events, we're even the Browns. I mean, you ever watch the dog pound? They're barking. They have bones in their hair. You know? I mean, that's fervency. But you know what? When we praise God and we're fervent, they look at us and they say, look at those nuts. Oh, yeah? I'll be a nut for Jesus, right? I may be a nut, but I'm screwed to the right bolt, right? I'm going to tell you, we should fervently thank God. John Stevenson in the commentary, The Treasury of David, he says, let your conscience bless the Lord by unvarying fidelity. Let your judgment bless him by decisions in accordance with his word. Let your imagination bless him by pure and holy musings. Let your affections praise him by loving whatsoever he loves. Let your desires bless him by seeking only his glory. Let your memory bless him by not forgetting any of his benefits. Let your thoughts bless him by meditating on his excellencies. Let your hope praise him by longing and looking for the glory that is to be revealed. Let every sense bless him by its loyalty. Let every word by its truth, every act by its integrity. Bless the Lord. I'll tell you what, that's what we need to do. We need to bless him with fervency. Now, why should we do that? Why should we be fervent in our thanksgiving and blessing the Lord? Because half-hearted thanks is not appropriate for the blessings that God has blessed your life with. It's not. You know, I'm reading through Genesis, starting again through the Bible, and I read Genesis 24 yesterday, 24 and 25. But in 24:1, it says, Abraham was an old man, and God had blessed him, listen to this, in every way. And you know, when I read that, you know, I stopped and I said, God, I'm getting older. You know, I reached 39 now. No, I did say, God, I'm getting older. And you know what? I can say that with me. You have blessed me in every way. He has. He has blessed me in every way. I am so blessed. I feel so blessed of God. And you know what? When you feel blessed of God, when you realize what God has done in your life, you've got to be fervent. Do we really understand what the Bible means when it says daily, daily, every day, he loads us with his benefits? He loads us. Do we really understand morning by morning, new mercies I see? Every day he loads us with benefits. There was a Christian man, talked to another Christian man. He came up and said, how you doing, brother? And he said, I'm burdened. He said, brother, what are you burdened about? He said, I'm burdened with the blessings of God. They're so heavy. I'm burdened. He's blessed me with all these blessings. And I'm going to tell you what, God has blessed us. Now, I'm going to tell you something that some of you don't know. Some of you know that I have some academic degrees. I have a BS degree, Bachelor's of Science. Now, I don't want you to get mixed up with BS degree, Bachelor's of Science. I have an MDiv degree, a Master's of Divinity from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. That's the school that all the people that go to Grace Theological and Southern Baptist want to go to. Right, Mike and Jesse? Well, no. But I have 3 other degrees. See, you didn't know that. I have a BA, I have an MA, and I have a PhD. I have a BA degree. I'm born again. I'm born again. I'm born by the Spirit from above into God's family divine. I have my BA degree. I'm born again. I've got an MA degree. I've got an MA. I've got much assurance. I am confident in this very thing that God, who began a good work in this person, is going to complete it unto the day of Christ Jesus. I have complete assurance because I'm in Jesus' hands and no one's going to snatch me out of his hands. And I'm in the Father's hand and no one is greater than the Father and no one is able to snatch me out of that Father's hands. I have much assurance, and I know that I know that I know that I'm saved, and I'm going to go to heaven. Yes. Not because I'm looking at me. If I look at myself, I have no assurance, but I'm looking to the one who saved me, and I have much assurance. I've got my MA degree, but then when it comes to the blessings of God, I've got my PhD piled high and deep. The blessings of God are piled high and deep in my life. And I've got my PhD degree. And I'll tell you what, if I can't bless God and thank God fervently, something's wrong. And so be with you too. Amen? Amen? Thanksgiving needs to be personal because blessings are personal. Thanksgiving and blessing needs to be fervent because half-hearted blessing and half-hearted thanksgiving is not appropriate for how God has blessed us. Thirdly, thanksgiving should be rational. Rational. He says here in verse 2, and forget not all his benefits. Or my translation, forget none of his benefits. You know, we heard a great message, guys. If you weren't here yesterday for the men's fellowship, Brother Jeremy brought a great message from God's word, but he reminded us that, you know what, as Christians, we need reminders, right? You know, some of you have a hard time remembering things. I kind of, these days, am having a little bit harder time remembering things. And that's why he said, don't forget these things. But you know what happens? We forget. And I said, well, Lord, why would I forget the blessings of God? And I thought about 4 things. Number one, I think sometimes we forget the blessings of God because of pride. We look at our own lives. We look at our accomplishments. And you know what? We think we did it. Look what I've accomplished. Look how much I make. Look at the house that I live in. Look what I've done. I really worked hard for this, you know. And we forget that all those blessings come from God. Who gave you the ability to do what you've done? Who gave you the mind to be able to think so that you could accomplish some of those things? I thought about, you know, it's kind of like what Abraham Lincoln said when he talked about our country and where our country was. And he said, you know what? We've gone away from God because we've forgotten where the blessings have come from. Yes. We thought we got these blessings. We thought that we accomplished this, what we enjoy in this nation. And it was God, and we've forgotten God. Yes. Sometimes because of pride, because I think I've got these blessings, we forget the blessings of God. Another reason that we forget is because we focus on the negative instead of the positive. We focus on the thorn rather than the rose. We focus on the pain rather than on the gain. We focus on the suffering rather than on the sufficient grace that God gives. We look at those, the negative, what we don't have, instead of what we do have. And we forget. Because we look at the negative and we complain, instead of looking at what God has done and giving Him praise. So pride makes us forget. Focus, the wrong focus, makes us forget. A third thing, we take for granted the continual blessings of God. You know, God's blessings are so constant that sometimes we just get so used to them that we forget them. For instance, how many of us, and I did this because I knew I was going to preach this, how many of us this morning got up and thanked God that we could see? How many of us got up this morning and said, thank you, God, that I can hear? I know some Christians, even in this church, they can't hear anymore. Thank you, God, that I can taste. You know, I really thank you for those two pieces of honey toast that I ate this morning. I could taste them. You think that's stupid? No, it isn't. I thank God. Thank God for your cup of coffee this morning. You Baptists. Yeah, some of the Baptists have. Yeah. You know what? But these are things that, how many of you got up this morning and looked at the Akron Beacon Journal and thank God you didn't find your name in the obituaries? Like the church sign that said, have nothing to thank God for? Check your pulse. Oh, go ahead. Do that right now. Check your pulse. Yeah, a couple of you are dead, right? Yeah. Oh, that's it. You know, we got stuff to be thankful for. All we got to do is what? Think. But these blessings, air. Right? We have air to breathe. I'll tell you what. These blessings are so good. That the sun came up this morning. Well, that the earth turned. I'll be scientific, Ken. The earth turned. How many of us thank God for that? You know, there I read about a place over, I think it's in Norway or Sweden or someplace up there, that they get 6 months of darkness. Oh, I would die. I could not live there. In fact, they put up big mirrors to try to catch the sun and shine light down into the city. Did you read about that? Yeah, I mean, oh, thank God for sunshine. Amen? I mean, but I take it for granted. I generally take it for granted because His blessings are so constant, we forget. And then one other reason I thought of that we forget, we tend to engage in distorted nostalgia. We think back about the good old days. It's like the people out in the wilderness, you know, the God's people out in the wilderness, and they said, oh, how good we had it when we were back in Egypt. Man, do you remember back in Egypt? We had fish to eat and garlic and leeks and onions and bad breath, and we had all those good things. Man, boy, we had a good back in Egypt. I wish we could go back to Egypt. And you know what? Wait a second. I read back there in Egypt, that didn't seem like it was all those good things back in Egypt. What about the slavery? What about the taskmasters and their whips? What about the mud pits? What about the brick kilns? Oh, I forgot about that. And we engage in distorted nostalgia. We think back, and I'll tell you what, I've got to admit, Mike, I got to admit, I'm guilty. I think back and say, oh, it used to be so good. I remember when it used to be so good, and this was like this, and I remember when they used to have Little House on the Prairie on television, and Andrea Mayberry, and Bonanza, and all my good television. Look at it now. Do you ever do that? Oh, yeah. And you know what that does? That robs us. That robs us of acknowledging the good things right now. You know what? In the good old days, were they that good? And you know what? If you went back in the good old days and talked to some of the older people, you know what they were talking about? The good old days. They weren't that good. Every time has its trials. Every time has its difficulties. But this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You live in the past. You live all the good old days. It will rob you of God's blessings today. You'll forget. So our thanksgiving, it needs to be personal. It needs to be fervent. It needs to be rational. If you think, you can thank. And then lastly, number four, thanksgiving should be specific. Specific. Verse 3, he starts to enumerate. And let me just pause here. And D.L. Moody said this. He said, you know, I can't remember all God's blessings, but I'm not going to forget them all. How do you remember? How do you start remembering God's blessings? You know a good thing to do? Make a thank list. Yes. Write it down. I'll never forget, I was working at International Mineral and Chemical Company in Mundelein, Illinois, as a security guard. And I had a wicked boss. I mean, he was not a nice man. And he took advantage of the seminary students that worked there. And he would do things that I won't enumerate, but they were just not nice things. And he made our experience there very difficult. And one night, he had done something. Called me and done something. And I was so upset. I was just really ticked off at him. And I had my Bible there, and I opened my Bible and said, I'm going to read the Bible. And you know what? I was so upset, I couldn't read the Bible. Did you ever get that upset? I mean, I just couldn't. I didn't. It was just in my mind. I was just feeling so taken advantage of and so just, I was upset. I couldn't read the Bible. And God spoke to me. Last night, actually, I woke up and I was going through the times where I really feel that I have heard the voice of God. And there's not many. I mean, not usually, and his normal way is to speak through his word to me. But there has been about 10 or so occasions when God spoke to me and I heard him. And in the midst of my stewing, he said, Les, make a thank list. I want you to make a thank list. And you're not going to believe what I said to him. This is terrible. Lord, I have nothing to be thankful for. That's what I did. I said that. I have nothing to be thankful for. He said, make a thank list. Okay, I ripped a piece of paper out of a notebook, put it down. Number one, I haven't seen my boss for 2 weeks. Thankful for that. Number two, I'm a security guard and I have to stay here all night and I get free coffee. Baptist, free coffee. Number three, and I went down, I started listing things. And I filled out the whole front page and the whole back of that sheet. And you know what? When I got finished with that, that burden had lifted off of me. And I opened the scriptures and I had one of the most wonderful quiet times, most wonderful times with the Lord that I have ever had in the Word of God. Because, I shouldn't say he forced me, but He said, make a thank list. Write it down. My wife is good at this. I've got to get on the good side here now. My wife is really good at this because before she goes to bed at night, you know what she does? And I do it occasionally. She does it most nights. She takes about 10 minutes. She just lays there and thinks of everything that day that she can thank God for. And then she falls asleep counting her blessings. Whew. I need to do it more. She does it a lot. And that's a great thing to do, right? Think you can thank. Be specific. This is number four. He starts to do that. This is what he does here. He starts to make a thank list. And he says, he doesn't just say, I bless you and thank you for everything, God. Amen. He says what? You pardon all of our iniquities. And the church says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he heals all your diseases. Yes. I'll tell you, Gemma Shear with cancer. God is healing. No cancer now. And I'll tell you what, praise God for that. You say, well, I thought that was that good doctor that did that. I thought it was the medication that's doing that or the radiation. God can use those instruments, but God is the healer. Amen. You say, but wait a second, Pastor. I knew a great Christian, and they prayed, and he didn't get healed. He died. Yeah. Ultimate healing. Yeah. I'll tell you, no diseases. No pain, no suffering, no separation. Curse is gone. Ultimate healing is when we go home to be with Jesus. Amen. He heals all of our diseases. He goes on and he says, the Christian redeems your life from the pit, from destruction, from depression, from damnation. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. He loves us with compassion. In fact, his love is as high as the heavens are above the earth. Amen? Toward them who fear him. He loves us. He satisfies your ears or your mouth with good things. I was down in an auditorium last Thursday night. Got done with my workout. Went in the locker room. And what comes on the loudspeaker? The number one rock and roll hit of all times by Mick Jagger. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. And I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no. I mean, and now I'm there. That's because you're looking in the wrong place. The world's not going to give you satisfaction. Things is not going to give you satisfaction. Rock and roll music won't give you satisfaction. You find satisfaction in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That's where, you know what? He satisfies. He satisfies your years with good things. And praise God, he renews your life like the eagle. He's very specific, and I'm not going to go through the rest of them. But, you know, he takes away our sins, sends them as far as the what? East is from the west, not north is from the south. Because if you go far enough north, north meets south, and you start going down. But east never meets west. He takes my sins and throws them an infinite far and farness away. Infinitely removes them from us. I mean, and he goes down and lists all these things. And then at the end, he says, okay, now here's the application. Hey, angels, bless the Lord. Hey, ministers, bless the Lord. Oh, you who are servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Let all, everyone, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. That's what he says. And that's what we need to do. We need to bless and thank God. So we're going to do something. We have a couple minutes. We're going to do that. Here's what we're going to do. CT, I want you to bless the Lord and thank him for something about God that starts with T or some blessing that starts with T. And let's do it. Let's do it. What are you thankful for that begins with T?
Turkey.
Turkey. Praise God. Praise God for turkey. And I thank God for turkey. I love turkey. Praise God. I love turkeys too. So, you know. Yeah, Linda.
Truth,
and we have a teacher. He's our teacher, and he is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. What? Yes, Chris. What?
The Trinity.
The Trinity. That we have a God that is triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and you can't understand God. We can't get put him in a box, but we praise him because he's a Trinity, the Holy Trinity. Yes.
Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. That's one of my favorite holidays. David.
Today.
Thank God today. Today is the day of salvation. I thank God for today. Madeline.
Tomorrow.
Woo! Yes. Thank God for today. And if he comes, we'll have tomorrow in heaven. Praise God. Somebody else.
Tenderness.
For what?
Tenderness.
For tenderness. He is a tender God. He, what is the, we were thinking in Ephesians, he is it says he blesses us according to the kind intentions of his heart. Tenderness. Yes, Betty.
We can trust God.
That we can trust him. He's trustworthy. Praise God. Someone else? Anybody else with T? Yes.
Tuesday.
For Tuesday. Praise God. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We got Tuesday. And yes, Larry. Oh, boy, that's a faith statement right there. Because God uses...
into our lives, give us patience, and increase our faith.
Amen. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience, proven character, and proven character, hope. Yes, David? What's that? Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, I didn't see. Is that Jackson? He's the true God. True God. Amen. There's a lot of gods out there. A lot of gods. Kenny?
Terrific.
He's terrific. Yes. Amen. That's a blessing, isn't it? Okay, T. H. 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 What are you thankful for H?
Health.
Health. Praise God. Thank God. I thought back of my life. I thank God for that. For health. Yes, J. We're not going there. A place we're not going. Praise God. Madeline?
Hope.
Hope. Oh, my. Anybody need hope? We have hope in Christ. He is the, in fact, he's the God of hope, isn't he? And Romans 15, 16. Yes? The hope of heaven. Heaven! Aren't you glad for heaven? I tell you what, and heaven's a real place. And we are going there. Yes, Mia? Oh, that God is holy. Thank God he's holy. Someone else? Come on, we're a lot about HS.
Harvest.
Oh, that goes right with Thanksgiving, doesn't it, honey? Praise God for the harvest. Yes, over here. For hospitals. Boy, oh boy, you go out in the mission field, and there's a lot of places there are not hospitals. Thank God for hospitals and doctors. Praise the Lord. Linda?
How about
homes? Homes. For our homes. Not just a house, but homes. Praise God. Yes, Mia?
Happiness.
Happiness. That's a gift from God, isn't it? A gift from God. Okay, T-H-A. A.
Angels.
Angels? Okay, praise the Lord. Angels. And God has angels. Ministering spirits. Sent to minister to us. Yes?
Answered prayer.
Answered prayer. God is a God who answers prayer. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
He does. He does. Yes. Amazing grace. Love it. Yes, amazing grace. Tim.
Almighty.
God is almighty. There's nothing too difficult for our God. Amen? He's almighty. What else? He's awesome. I tell you, we use that word, we throw it around. Oh, awesome, awesome. I'll tell you who's awesome. God's awesome. Everything else is whatever. Yes, Jackson. God's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah, Randy.
He's the Alpha.
Alpha and Omega. He's both. He's Alpha and Omega. He's at the beginning of time and at the end of time at the same time. That's our God. He's cool. Yeah, Linda.
The abundant life that Jesus came to bring.
The abundant life. I've come that you might have life and may have it abundantly. Abundant life. Get abundant life. I'll tell you, sometimes I think it's almost too abundant. It just, he blesses in abundance. Someone else? Yes, Jay. Always there for us. Always there for us. Good. Yes, assurance. Chuck.
Assurance.
Isn't that good? Assurance of salvation. Assurance. Okay. N. Yes. Okay, never leave thee, never forsake thee, Kathy. Praise the Lord. Someone else. N, come on. There's a lot of N's.
He fills our needs.
He fills our needs.
Niceness.
I'll tell you, aren't you thankful for nice people?
Yes.
In the church? I'm thankful for nice people. Yes, Alberta.
I'm thankful for our nation.
For our nation. For our nation, you could have done that under A, America, right? Thank God. I'll tell you what, we have a lot of problems. Oh, yeah. We have a lot of stuff going on. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, I thank God that we can live here and we can freely meet here this morning. Amen? Amen. Madeline.
God is never ending.
Never ending. Never ending. He's eternal, right?
Yep.
Come on, N. Yes, Mia.
God is noble.
Noble. Okay, noble. Yes. With God, nothing is impossible. Praise God. Yes.
New life in Christ.
New life in Christ. Okay. And yes, Felicia.
Never ending love.
Praise God. Anybody else? Yes, Buzz.
Noah.
Praise God for Noah. Which Noah? Noah Rios? Noah. Or, we've got a couple of Noah. Oh, you mean Noah in the Bible? Praise God. Noah. By the way, real person. It's a real story. It's not just an analogy or what of that. Real story, real person. Yes.
No worries.
What's that?
No worries.
No worries?
No worries.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Yeah, that's good. That's good. We're not to worry. Okay. K.
Kids.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, did a kid say that? Who said? You said that? Yeah, the kid said it. A kid said it. That's Aaron. Okay, kid. Thank the Lord for your kids. Yes, Sharon.
King of Kings.
King of Kings. Jesus is King of Kings. Yes.
His never-failing kindness.
Kindness. The kind intentions of his heart. Kindness. Yes.
Kingdom everlasting.
The kingdom of God. You know, we've been translated really out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of his beloved son.
Yes.
Thank God for the kingdom of God. And thank God one day the kingdom of this world is going to become the kingdom of our Christ, our God and his Christ. And thank God for the kingdom. Someone else? Kay? Yes. Kenny. Kenny. Kay. What?
Knowledgeable.
All knowledgeable. He is omniscient. Omniscient. He's all knowledgeable. Anything else? What did I put down there? I think you got pretty much all that I got. Okay. S. Yes. Chuck.
Salvation.
I heard another. Scripture.
Sufficiency.
Savior. The Savior Jesus.
Satisfaction.
I got thank God for satisfaction. Mick Jagger, you don't got it. But we got it. We got it. Yes, Margaret.
Safety, traveling mercies.
We got back from Israel. Praise God. Madeline.
Sovereign.
He's sovereign. I'm thankful. God's on the throne. I've read the book of Revelation. We read this morning in our prayer time, Linda Bailey read Revelation 4, and we said, you know what? He's on the throne. He's in control. He's on the throne. Someone else. Yes, back here, Jackson.
Savior.
Okay, Savior. Savior. Over here, Sharon.
Supernatural.
He's supernatural. I'll tell you what. That's right. He can do exceedingly abundantly, far beyond all that we ask or think, because he's a supernatural God. Anyone else? S. Yes, Mia. Boy, that's true. Jesus is selfless, isn't he? And that's why he became our Savior. Debbie.
Steadfast.
He's steadfast. The steadfast love of the Lord. Steadfastness. Larry? Okay, sanctification. Jeff had read that verse before. Linda?
Special people.
For special people. All these people are special people. Yes, Randy?
Still got Alberta's singing.
Singing. Amen. Praise God for singing. I thank God he's given us that to praise him. Mia?
Sacrifice.
The sacrifice of Jesus. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you tonight, today. Lord, let us be a thankful people. God, I don't want to drift away from you and somehow become ungrateful. Just so many things are flooding my mind right now. I think of those 9 lepers that went away and didn't say thanks. But the one came back and said, thanks, Lord. Lord, help us to be a thankful people. Help us to thank you personally. Help us to thank you fervently. Help us to thank you rationally, Lord. And help us to be specific in our thanksgiving to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.